Hello, Doc. Hello?
Yes, Lemmy, what is it?
One of the caravans, almost directly below us.
Only one?
That's all I can see.
Halt the ship. I'll be right down.
Did you hear that, Dobson? Stop the ship, but maintain height. And not so fast. You want to knock us off our feet? That's more like it. Now, a little farther. And slowly. That's it. Now hold it there.
Where is it, Lemmy?
Here you are, Doc. Just in front of us. We should land just alongside it.
What happened to the other truck? The one McLean was supposed to be driving.
I wouldn't know, Doc. Hey. Unless that is McLean's.
Let's hope not. Hello. Hello, Jet. Can you hear me? Jet, this is Doc.
His radio can't be on, Doc. He should hear us easily from this distance.
I'll keep calling him, Lemmy. I'll get over to the control table and have Dobson take us down.
Well, maybe we just scared him and he's lying low.
How do you mean?
Well, how can he be sure it's us in this thing? He probably thinks it's that flying doctor come to take him off.
Keep calling anyway, Lemmy. Dobson, take us down to ground level.
Hello, Jet. Jet, this is Lemmy calling. Lemmy and Doc come to pick you up.
All right, Lemmy. Let's get out of here.
What about Mitch?
I think he's going to be okay. But he'll have to stay upstairs until we can get him a suit.
Does he still think he's in the Discovery?
Yeah, he does. He's all confused. Now, let's get going.
Holding, the door. Open it.
Out you go, Lemmy.
Right.
Go round to the driving cabin. See if there's anybody in there.
No, Doc. Whoever's in that truck must be in the living quarters.
No, then we'd better let ourselves in. Open the airlock. Come on.
Okay.
Okay. Close an exhauster.
Maybe he's having a sleep. What a surprise for him when he wakes up and sees us standing over him.
Okay, Lemmy, open the door. Let's get inside.
Right. Hey, Jet. Jet boy. It's me. Doc and Lemmy.
There's no one here. The truck's empty.